Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game one of the Western Conference Finals is tonight at Oracle Arena, and to set the stage is the man who helps Warrior fans through the entire season. He talks you through, well, what used to be lows, now mostly just highs. He is Jim Barnett from CSN Bay Area. Jim, it's been just really, it's the golden age of Warrior basketball. They're 8 wins away from another NBA title. Did you think that they would be meeting the Oklahoma City Thunder here in the Western Conference Finals, or did you think it was going to be the Spurs?
Well, if you look at the regular season records, Damon, I thought it was going to be San Antonio, but somehow they wilted, and after dominating in Game 1 against the Spurs, they kind of fell apart, and Oklahoma seized the moment, and they are playing their best basketball of the season. They finished 54-26 this year, but they're playing much better than that record, and they've got a lot of confidence. They're getting a lot of help from the big men inside. Steven Adams has been playing terrifically lately, played really well in that San Antonio series. This is a significant matchup. This is, to me, the premier matchup of any series, Eastern Conference or Western Conference right now. This is for the marbles in a way, and I just think it's compelling basketball with these two teams, and we can talk about it in depth because you've got five stars. You've got five all-stars in the game, two for Oklahoma City and Durant and Westbrook, and then you've got Curry, Thompson, and Green on this side here. So it's going to be a shootout a lot of times, and both teams love to run. We'll just see how it all plays out, and what are your thoughts on asking me?
Yeah, no, I mean, it is something else. Five of the 10 best players in the NBA are going to be in this series. There's no doubt about it. The better coach is Steve Kerr, but Billy Donovan has done a great job in his first year with the Oklahoma City Thunder, and it looked like, you know, moving on from Scotty Brooks, coaching was something they thought would be paramount to them taking that step forward. I don't know if it's coaching. I don't know if it's the emergence of Cantor and Adams playing next to each other. I don't really know if there's any credit that can go around beyond Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, because when those two guys are going right, sky's the limit.
Well, that's certainly, you know, they're capable of giving you 40-point games any given night, as are Curry and Thompson. But it's a team game, and I thought Cantor played extremely well this year. He doesn't take bad shots. He's a terrific rebounder. You know, the Warriors won the three matchups against them this year. It was an incredible miracle comeback in that game two when Stephen Curry made a career high, it was a career high, and then also NBA season-tying 12 threes in the game. Oklahoma City had the lead in the fourth quarter in all three of those games, but the Warriors are a great comeback team. Durant averaged 36 points a game this year against the Warriors. Curry, I believe, averaged 35 points in those games this year. You've got tremendous scoring. And Curry, by the way, has 7 30 or more point games against Oklahoma City. So he plays well against them. He plays well against Westbrook. He rises to the occasion. You know, with Westbrook, the key is keep him out of the lane. Don't turn the ball over. If you turn the ball over, they're in the open court, and he's going to go to the basket and explode up and score for you. If you can keep him on the perimeter, he just shot under 30% from three-point range this year. Yes, he can get hot. Anybody can get it going in any game, but you've got to play the percentages. I don't know how you stop Durant. Probably only Durant stops himself, just like Stephen Curry. But that big front line concerns me. You've got to be, you know, we talk about health. I think it's parity that Andrew Bogut plays. So it's questionable whether he plays tonight in Game 1. I think he will play. And Draymond Green has to stay out of foul trouble.
We're talking with Jim Barnett, the familiar voice from Warrior Broadcast on CSN Bay Area. How Azeeley reacts to whatever his level of responsibility is going to be is going to go a long way to determine this series. If he's given the yeoman's load of work at center with Bogut missing games or time, I mean, that's an advantage right there to the Thunder if they don't have it already. And I think watching Kerr react to Cantor and Adams is going to be very telling of how worried he is about that matchup. If we see him try to match big for big, if there were a moment where we had, you know, either Bogut, if he can go, and Azeli on the floor together, or Azeli and Spates on the floor together, if the Warriors get away from their mastery of small ball, that could be a little red flag, don't you think?
Well, it's certainly a concern, because Oklahoma City will play two bigs at one time, always, and it causes problems for you. The Warriors got out-rebounded by this team. Now, here's what's interesting. They got out-rebounded by this team by 30
yeah.
in one game, and yet still won the game. So it comes down to lots of things, because if the Warriors continue to score, if Thompson is scoring like he's been, I think he's made five or more threes in seven consecutive playoff games. If Stephen Curry steps up like we saw him after he came back from the injury, no matter what they do, can they outscore the Warriors? And particularly if they want to go out in the open court, it all comes down to this too, turnovers. The Warriors didn't turn the ball over this year very much against Oklahoma City. Lately, they've been turning the ball over. They've got to play better, Damon, than they did in the Houston series are the Portland series. They can't be sloppy with the basketball. You're going to pay for it against Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City's got a lot of confidence, but the Warriors they've got a lot of confidence too. It's going to be a heck of a series, and there are so many variables. Where's the outlier? Is Deion Waiters going to come in and hit three threes for you coming off the bench? Or Anthony Morrow or something like that? How is Andre Iguodala going to score? Is Barnes going to come back into form and perform better and get his shot to go down and not be inconsistent? Can he defend some of the bigs like he's been able to do in the past? There are so many variables, and you just have to play it game by game, quarter by quarter. But it's such a compelling matchup. It's exciting. I cannot wait for the game tonight myself. You've got the two highest scoring teams in the league. But I know this, the Warriors cannot afford to turn the ball over a lot. If they do that, Oklahoma City is going to score, and they're going to score easily. And no one goes to the basket, particularly with the size that he possesses, and explodes to the basket and scores like Westbrook. And that's a real key. They've got to keep him on the perimeter.
Jim Barnett here on 95.7 The Game. With Steph out most of the first and second rounds, at least that's how it felt anyways.
Yes.
It really felt like Klay Thompson took yet another step forward in a season of forward steps for the guy. First, it was his confidence that came forward. Then a little bit of his braggadocio. Then his defensive game took a big step forward. His offensive prowess continues to grow. His leadership, I thought, took a step forward here in this postseason. Do you think he is a bona fide superstar in this league right now? And my goodness, if he were about to hit the open market the way that Harrison Barnes is, what might he be worth to another team?
Well, whatever they could pay, because, yes, he's a star, and he's someone you could focus your offense around. He could go to a bad team, and he could score 25 a night easily. I mean, that's what – if they gave him a green light, he's got the capability. He's going to the basket much better. What I noticed, not only, when he comes up with big scoring games, he follows it up in a game with a good scoring game, and that's – the consistency is what I saw when Stephen Curry was out. He took that responsibility. It didn't seem to be a burden for him. It seemed to be an enlightenment and an opportunity, and that's the sign of a great player. And, yes, he is in that category of a great greatness in this league. He's one of the great players. There's no question about it, because it really isn't anybody else shoots like that other than his teammate, Stephen Curry.
Yeah, there's just the only guy in the world who's like that guy plays with him.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Exactly. So it's a nice plus to have. So we don't even have to discuss that since he's not a free agent. So
thank goodness. Thank goodness.
He signed up, and he's getting plenty of money for that.
All right.
And so we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out in this series.
Real quick here at the end, one thing we have been discussing today are punches being thrown out of context, like non-boxing match punches, thanks to the big bench-clearing brawl we saw over the weekend in Major League Baseball. Jim, what is the worst NBA brawl you ever either saw or participated in?
Well, obviously the brawl that we saw with the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah.
You remember that year?
Of course. Malice at the Palace.
Yeah, that was scary. That was scary for fans. I mean, when you have someone going up into the stands and hitting a fan, and that was the worst, and doggone scary. So, there used to be fights. We didn't have brawls, back in the 60s and the 70s. And there were fights, and sometimes I remember a fight between Tom Boerwinkel and Elvin Hayes. I was with the San Diego Rockets at that time, and Chicago was had their center. And they got into a fight, and everyone just stood around and waited for it to end on its own volition. The officials did not intervene, and so you had Tom Boerwinkel swinging punches and Elvin Hayes swinging punches. And after about 45 seconds to a minute, and probably no longer than that, they were dog-tired. And they couldn't punch either one. And David, you could have come up and knocked out either one. And they quit, and the punches were just kind of like, you know, pats and everything, like you're messing around. And they just stopped, and they both got double technicals. Neither one got kicked out of the game, and the game went on.
Unbelievable. Neither one probably caught a suspension either.
No, oh, of course not. No,
oh, jeez.
No, yeah. They weren't kicked out of the game. They were not kicked
there
out.
There you
of the
go. Game. I'm guessing it was a slow night on Twitter that night.
Yeah, back in 1969.
Jim, thanks an awful lot. Hey, enjoy the series. Can't wait to bump into you over there. Always a pleasure seeing you, and always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me on, Damon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.